You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us back for the broadcast, we are here giving you the play-by-play for the Bloomington Boll Weevils. My name is Shelley Fiebers. Right alongside me is Chet Sleepwich. Chet, how are we doing?
Fantastic, Shelley. Another wonderful day of baseball. There's nothing better than a hot dog, a soda, some popcorn, the family, and a day with your favorite minor league team. You know what I mean?
I absolutely agree with you, Chet. There's nothing like being at the ballpark. And folks, as you know, we are just coming back from the seventh inning stretch, which means this starts the official podcast of the end of the game. That's right. We've been doing color commentary all day, but the last 2.5 innings we record and release just to get a little more engagement from the fans, a little social media pump up for the Boll Weevils.
It's absolute bull crap. I went right into the office of the marketing team and said I'd refuse to do this. Baseball is a classic sport. We don't need to bring it into the new generation. The new generation should be coming to us just like the generations before it. It's
Chet, crap. Of course, has been here a long time, and we appreciate your long-standing prowess. Chet, we think you are the best. We couldn't leave you in the dust, but we did have to move forward. So I'm happy to be doing it. I'm happy to be podcasting. And hey, I got my garlic fries, which are exclusive to the stadium, and I'm pretty happy because of that.
Well, I'll tell you, anytime they need to pacify me, they stick a garlic fry in my mouth, and it will calm me down almost immediately like a baby on a aforementioned pacifier, and that's what's happened today. Between plays, we'll just suck this down, and I'll come to terms with the fact that the old radio greats of baseball, they're gone, and we're moving on into a new world. You know,
and as we've discussed lots of times, Chet, this isn't about us, it's about the players. So here we go. Boulangerie out here as the pitcher for the seventh inning here for the home team. Now, the Boll Weevils added Boulangerie last year, I think, which is French for bakery.
That's right. And he has been baking a strike out cake for these guys out there. Almost every pitch he throws is a strike. He hasn't thrown a ball all season. Unless you count beaning batters, he has beaned quite a few guys, but it's only strikes and beans so far.
That's right. This guy really likes to miss hard if he's going to miss. He wants a stellar record. Obviously, the walk, he doesn't want to walk anybody in four pitches, but he's happy to walk them in one, you know? Back those guys off the plate, and I think it's effective. He hasn't had a lot of home runs hit off him because guys are afraid.
I saw him play over. He was he played college ball for the Illinois Illini, and I went down to Illinois and I'll scout some of these young kids and just see what they're working with, and I'll stay in the dormitories and kind of get back in touch with everything there. And he was just the talk of the town in Illinois. You know, they've got such baseball greats have come from that state. To name a few, Michael Jordan, of course, Babe Ruth, and now Harry Carey, rest his god soul.
The Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. Speaking of which, we've got to read this ad copy for Nugenics Total Tea.
All you got to do is text, folks.
All you got to do is text. Nugenics Total Tea, man-boosting formula. Now, they gave us some of this, and let's just say it's not just for me. My wife is as pleased as punch. I have, as I've talked about on the air, what doctors call negative testosterone. It has gone in the toilet. And some people blame my eating habits. I eat pretty exclusively corn and milk, and they say it's affected my testosterone.
Chet getting pretty personal in the ad read again, which, you know, happens from time to time, but we respect him. He's one of our elders, and you got to respect him. Now, I'm on this Nugenics stuff, and I'll tell you, my wife does love it as well, but I'll be honest, it gets me a little too hopped up. Not only do I want to exercise, but I want to freak like a bunny rabbit, and I'll tell you, If it's just me at the house and I took it a little early, it can be a problem.
Whoa, Nelly. We're getting very personal on the air, and in fact, a little bit sexual, but I'm okay with it. You know, in the 40s, we used to say whatever we wanted about our sex lives on the air, and it was part of the charm of announcing baseball. Now, you know, I'll say something about my, my issue with actually producing ejaculate from my testicles, and all of a sudden
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to this first batter in the box.
On the Twitter. All right.
We got Boulangerie up there looking, getting the signs, and of course, the hefty lefty is at the plate.
That's right.
And this guy, he is nobody to mess with. When he comes up, the outfield moves back and everybody shifts left because he's usually pulling the ball down the line.
Now, the Tulsa Twinkly Stars have always been a team that you can count on for big dingers. That's kind of what they scout for. They want to get butts in the seats with these guys. And this man is no stranger to a home run. Could I say that?
It is quite a spectacle. You know, most strikeouts on a team as well as most home runs. So it's really feast or famine with these guys. Let's watch this first pitch.
And swung and popped way up high. This should be an easy one.
So high, I can't tell if it's forward or backwards.
Yeah, I actually can't. Everyone on the field is kind of
discombobulated.
Nobody's calling, I got it. Everyone's trying to figure out. And it is still going up, up, up. Huh. Which way is that going?
Well, it's going up. I think it's going out. Looks like the pitcher's going to make a play here.
It's going. It's going. It's right into the pitcher's mitt.
Yes, that's right, into the pitcher's mitt. That's one down. Boulangerie with an impressive performance against the hefty lefty there.
Big worries here for me when I see a ball go that high. Of course, we have had a lot of pigeons flying over the field, and we are trying not to hit any pigeons because it's child day. It's bring your child to the game day. And so we're a little worried about kids seeing a pigeon death out there, aren't we?
Which is a rare family involvement day. I mean, we love it. Usually people bring their kids to the game anyway. It's usually a family affair. But today there's a lot more little ones out there. It looks like actually a lot of parents in their professional attire, like it's bring your kid to work day.
That's right.
And it's at the ball field. We got a lot of shoulder pads in the stands and a lot of sweating. Honestly, a lot of sweating moms.
Looking out here through my binoculars, I'm seeing a ton of just very sweaty moms in the stands here. Let's make sure we're getting the water out there. Can we get a message to the concessions to make sure the water's getting out of there? Is that something we're able to
Yeah, I'm just going to go live in the stadium real quick. Everybody, remember, today is Bring Your Kid to Work Day, and water is important. Let's make sure the waters are running early and often, and feel free to go to the concession stands.
Still, waters run deep.
Thank you, Chet. Appreciate that.
My pleasure, Shelley.
All right, we got the next batter of the inning here. Oh, go ahead, Chet.
Well, this guy, I always like to see him bat because he warms up in the circle. What do we call that? The circle where you're swinging
the bat.
Yeah,
the on-deck circle.
Sorry, it's not my old age, actually. I'm still good at this. I just forgot that. I forget things sometimes. It's not
You forget. It's on. Next person up is on deck. The next person after that is in the hole because standing in the dugout about to hop on the deck.
That's right. And this gentleman in the on-deck circle, he's one of the few guys you see who is swinging a sledgehammer instead of a bat. He's really preparing his muscles for this. And now when he gets up to the bat, what do you think about that strategy? It makes me worry that I would swing the bat too fast if I prepare myself with a sledgehammer.
Well, I think that is the goal. However, it's working a little too good. Sometimes he'll swing the bat a full second before the ball reaches the plate.
It reminds me of the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out, all in one pitch. He has struck out in one pitch before, and it reminds me of the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. Warner Brothers animated comedy. I mean, you don't make them like they used to. Tex Avery. I used to sit and watch Tex. My parents would park me in front of the television because my dad worked all day and my mom worked all day. And so they'd park me in front of the television and I would just, you could say my parents were Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Roger.
Well, and you've
Roger.
Come in like Yosemite Sam a couple times, firing both guns and having a fork and a knife in your hand, starving for a meal.
You take after your parents, and my parents were cartoons. So if I see a hot mama, my tongue will roll out, my eyes will pop out of my head. And I've been known to chase a roadrunner or two to the extent of almost killing myself just to catch a little meal.
Mm-hmm.
And all a right. swing and a count. Miss on the first pitch.
That's right. Count is 2-2. One more and this guy's out of there. Now, Boulangerie is really working his way through these first couple batters. Let's see if he can close them out.
His first two balls in this 2-2 count, by the way. We're sorry we missed that call. I guess we got a little... one of us got a little off topic there, and I'm glad we're back on the call there.
Well, it's a subtle blame from Chet to me, but I don't accept it. I think that the two balls, to be fair to Boulangerie, it looks like he was clearly aiming for the man's head, but he did duck out of the way. So they should have been beans, but they were balls.
And we all know Shelley's trying to get that catchphrase going. Should have been beans, but they were balls.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens often enough here. Should have been beans, but they were balls.
Brought to you by Bush's Baked Beans, the only beans whose recipe is known by a dog.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
And in the middle of that call, a home run was hit. Sorry about that. We were advertising.
Oh, whoops, home run. Whoops, home run. Sorry, guys. There was a home run. So now it is 1-2-0. A real defensive stand here thus far. A real defensive stand here thus far. Now, this happens every once in a while. Chet Sleepowich will disappear, turn into a ghost because he's so old and from the dirt that he's about to return to it once again.
That's right. You can still hear my voice. I have left my corporeal form. Foam just momentarily. I've left a little foam.
He means form. Of course, he's not just made out of foam. He is a human man of flesh and bone.
And I'm back. Thanks to Nugenix Total T, the only man-boosting formula that can bring you back into your body if you're going from a human into ghost because you have aged so much.
And now Nugenix isn't paying us to say all of this stuff, mm-mm. But I like that it's Total T. I'm tired of these products that are just partially tea or a little bit of testosterone. I need the full thing.
That's right. You know, of course, Nugenix, the wonderfully named product that we all work with, Total Tea, is all of the tea. There are other products that'll give you half tea, three quarters tea. I feel like I'm with the queen with all this kind of, I'll say it, light on its toes tea that we're drinking there. A little twinkle toes tea.
And now you famously hate tea. You're a coffee guy through and through. Black coffee, dark coffee. Hate all kinds of tea except the Nugenix Total Testosterone.
It's the only tea I'll have, and I'll have it with crumpets. So I will do a cup of Nugenix Total Tea with a crumpet like a British person, almost to stick it to them.
Well, the Nugenix was nice enough to change up their delivery system. It was formerly capsules. Now they do the sort of little Alka-Seltzer drop, so you can make yourself a Total Tea if you'd like.
Yes, I do the Doug Flue tea, which is, of course, you've seen him in the commercials, and it's one of my favorite of the Nugenix.
Well, there's nothing
formulas.
That gets me thinking about testosterone more than a 5'7 guy who used to be an athlete and can't be anymore.
I mean, you see these commercials, you see these guys bloated, you see that what their muscle has turned into, and you go, those guys have been taking some sort of testosterone.
I mean, you see these real athletes. You see Frank Thomas, Jerry Rice, Brett Favre, Little Flutie, and you really know that, hey, if it works for Flutie, it'll work for me, because let's be honest, we're not all Frank Thomas.
No,
would that we were, sure. I'm sure my wife would love it. I'm sure.
Yes.
However, I'm more of a Flutie guy.
We're more Flutie than Thomas. Our wives are disappointed. In the middle of this call, we've had three singles and a grand slam hit, which is, so if you're keeping score at home, that's five runs scored this inning.
Sorry about that. We missed the grand slam and all the singles. Our apologies. We were really focused on Nugenix because, you know, for me, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean, Doug Flutie. And that's sort of what I am working with, is how do I get my motion to be more like the ocean, because the boat has left the harbor, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And I will see, Shelley, you and I will be having our bread bowl clam chowder, and someone will come up to you and say to you, Shelley, I see you on air, and it seems like your motion is back in the ocean. What has changed?
And well, it's the new diet. It's the new diet of daily bread bowls with a little Nugenix Total Tea on top. They also make it where you can shave it like a Parmesan, which I really love.
Yes, we'll give it to the waiter and we'll say, we'll tell you when, and we'll have them shave the Nugenix Total Tea man-boosting formula into our Eugenics. Chatter.
Get big, get buff, and stay old.
And in the middle of that call, we had two more strikeouts, so we're moving on into the middle of the seventh. Now, this is, of course, our favorite part of the game. It is the seventh inning stretch.
Mm-hmm. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Sing along, crowd, not just us. Buy me some
Eugenics and Total T.
I don't care if I ever get laid. It's just fuck. Fuck, fuck till Eugenics.
If we don't fuck, it's a shame.
'Cause it's one, two, three wives who've left me for my tiny dick.
That's the Eugenics seventh inning stretch.
You know, Cracker Jacks. I get a real craving for some Cracker Jacks now. I don't know about you, but when that song gets a singing, I need a snack.
Absolutely. And when you want to get a snack, you got to have a Jack. Now, this is the Cracker Jacks sponsored. What is your favorite toy you've gotten at the bottom of the Cracker Jacks box? And it really brings up so many memories. In 1978, I was calling the World Series of Little League Baseball. And I remember I got to the bottom of that Cracker Jack box, and lo and behold, it was a Richard Nixon little piece there. It was the I Am Not a Cracker piece that was very famous. It's hard to come by now. And I got that, and I smiled, and I laughed. And that one I still keep on my mantle. I gave it to my grandson, and he gave it
Nixon
back to me.
Nixon swearing he's not a cracker.
Yes, I am not a cracker. I am not a cracker.
Now, that was a big day for you because the game was delayed almost 6 hours.
Yes.
Because this is rare. Usually the announcers don't get to dictate much of what happens in the game. Mm-hmm. But at this Little League World Series, you wouldn't believe that these kids were only 12 years old.
No, I went out there and I had to check IDs. So the game was delayed because these kids, they just were too good to be 12 years old. Mm-hmm.
And
so,
you're not just looking at driver's licenses because obviously they don't have them. You're doing sort of a 23andMe ID, you know, to see how old are you, what race are you, probably unnecessary at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the age thing, you really wanted to get figured out.
Yes, because, well, the first trick, kind of to your point there, is you ask for the driver's license. If they have one, you already know. Right. We got you. I've never caught anybody with that trick, but I'm always looking to. And then after that, you prick the finger, and I've got some friends in, it's, you know, the NSA, DNA databasing, and I'll have them check it up. And actually, you know, race does help because certain races you could tell age, you know, which is a theory that I'm not allowed to spout on the air anymore.
And speaking of pricking the finger, today's episode, I mean game, sponsored by Eugenics Total T. Does she want the wiener or the finger? It's going to be the wiener now, folks.
Finally, the requests for the finger have can be abated because the wiener
finally,
is back.
Your wife stops begging you for the finger and lets you use whatever you would like. She lets you take some enjoyment finally because she knows that it's not just you who's going to find satisfaction with Eugenics Total Teeth.
Up to bat now after the seventh inning stretch, it is young John Kruk Jr. Now, Kruk is he's the bunt king, as we've been calling him.
Legend of the game.
Legend of the game. And his son can bunt like no one's business. He has bunted himself a single, double, a triple. And so he's looking to do the thing where you do all four. It's left my brain. What's the thing where you do all four in a game?
Hit for the cycle, I believe.
He's trying to hit for the cycle. And so he's trying to punt a home run here. We could tell, licking his lips, he's pointing deep with the bunt. He's calling out a long bunt for John Kruk Jr.
And yet they know he's bunting, so everybody's still moving in. This could be an exciting or dangerous play. You see, all the outfielders are in the infield, and all the infielders are in front of the pitcher.
That's right. And here it goes. The first pitch, zoom tight.
Kazoom tight to the announcer.
And the first pitch is bunted. Oh, and it's a big nose blow. We'll take a quick nose blow break. Now, of course, Shelly has been having some issues with allergies. Shelly, have you gotten the results back from the allergy doctor?
Well, I have them. I have the allergies. Apparently, I'm allergic to cut grass, ballpark dogs, and bread bowls. So I've been really going through it lately because I don't want to change my lifestyle. These doctors, they know what's good for you technically, but they don't know how you feel. They don't know your emotions. They don't know if you're addicted to bread bowls or not. I am. And so you can't always take their word. They're there for guidance. It's like a mechanic.
Let me ask you this. Would you be happier eating bread bowls but being sick as a dog every day of your life, or being 100% healthy, but you never get a bread bowl again and you never get the fine ballpark vibe?
And well, if I'm not eating bread bowls, am I 100% healthy?
No.
Because that's a big part of my life. It's a big part of my personality, and it's a big part of the business I invest in.
Yes. Yes, of course. Shelly's salty bowls, folks. We've got to check out Shelly's Salty Bread Bowls. It is not just bread bowl soups, right? You've moved into the smoothie business.
Yes, that's right. The big thing is everybody knows about is that sourdough bread bowls are from San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's where you get them. That's where the water is best for them. Anywhere up the Western Coast. Sure, Seattle's got some bread bowls. But what I'm doing is I'm importing the bread bowls to San Francisco, where I know everyone loves to eat them. But I don't need that, you know, huge overhead of having a business in San Francisco where all, all the tech companies are.
So you are sending bread bowls to or from San Francisco?
To San Francisco. I'm using a rye bread that is grown in Oklahoma. These are rye bread bowls that are sour. And we're trying to sort of disrupt the San Francisco sourdough network.
Right. And so you're shipping them there, but you don't have a brick and mortar space. Is that what you're saying? Is that you couldn't afford or didn't want to spend money on a brick and mortar?
That's right. We're currently selling them off the back of the truck, sort of doing a social media type thing, getting people to follow us around, find our bread bowls, you know, things like that. Hopefully, as they gain in popularity, we will get a spot on Pier 39.
Yes. And I've seen the truck you're working with. I am hoping to God that you're able to find a place to park that is not at the top of the hill, because the truck e-brake is tough, and with something so liquidy as a business, you want to be on level ground. How is that going for you?
Oh, thank you for including that. These are fully prepared bread bowls. They're bread bowls with soup in them. They're not just or empty smoothie. Breads waiting for soup. Or smoothies, hats. You can wear them as a hat, like a cheese head if you really want to.
Breadhead.
You're going to have to eat the soup out first.
Yes.
A breadhead.
Now,
that's nice.
Now, I myself am partial to your Hawaiian smoothie in the rye bread bowl. The mix of tang, sour, pineapple, and something that you're telling me is a superfruit has me ready for a nap almost before I'm finished with it.
Thank you.
And
thank
while
you.
We were discussing that, we got a bunt home run, so we hit for the cycle there.
Shoot. We got to keep focusing on the game, folks. I'm sure there's a lot of people at home who might be a little frustrated by our getting off topic here. But, that was a home run bunt. And, we're not out of the inning yet, folks.
No, we're still in the inning. If you're worried at home whether we're in the inning or not, we are still in the inning. John Kruk Jr. just hit a home run bunt. Then he taunted the pitcher. There was a bench clearing brawl. A couple players were ejected. But we seem to have things back together now. We are sorry we missed the call on that. But if you want to see it live, watch it on your Google TV. This is an authentic radio broadcast with some character.
That's right. Absolutely right. Up, and here comes the manager, probably looking to bring in a relief pitcher after this pitcher has had 9 runs scored on him out of nowhere in this half inning.
But it looks like it's not pointing to his right arm or his left arm. He's pointing to himself.
Now, this is interesting. Player coach, we haven't seen this since, I think, Tommy Lasorda in the 60s.
Yes, of course, Lasorda in the 60s would come out and he would throw a few pitches and try to get the player coach on. But now this, we all know that the coach of this team that we mentioned earlier, which, of course, is the Tulsa Twinkle Stars. Is that what it was? Yes, the Tulsa.
Absolutely. Hard to remember in these minor leagues. There's so many different names.
So many names.
And you don't use them every
day. We got the Austin Astros. We got the Minneapolis Mongers of Fish.
With the Delaware Feet.
The Delaware Feet, of course. And their mascot, Frankie the Foot.
You know. it's a really fun league that I think we're both really proud to be a part of.
Absolutely.
You know, there's obviously the MLB, the show, the major leagues, of course, exciting in its own light. Mm-hmm. But I really like seeing these younger guys who are striving. You know, you're not getting your Derek Jeters, your Alex Rodriguez's. No. You're getting guys who are sick. You're getting guys who are almost there. You're getting guys who need to put on or lose 30 pounds. You know what I mean? Sometimes muscle, sometimes fat.
Yes.
There's a lot more interesting stuff down here.
Yeah, a lot of body issues, a lot of health issues. A lot of guys getting called up from the Las Vegas Wiffle Ball Leagues or down from the Las Vegas Wiffle Ball Leagues if they have a
bad
game.
And a big shift for those guys, using an empty ball versus a full ball.
Yes, a lot of those guys, you know, they're swinging for wiffle, but they're hitting real ball, and there's a lot of confusion out there.
Stingy hands, big-time stinging hands.
You'll see a lot of this out there, a lot of this. The guys.
And we got the manager on the mound now. Okay, he's pretty sure he wants to do the pitching. Now he's pointing to his left hand because he forgot a glove. Didn't bring a glove to the game. Wasn't expecting on getting in today. Obviously, we thought that our team was going to handle the shiny stars well.
Twinkie stars, yes.
Twinkie stars, excuse me. I forget
shiny
these guys.
Stars of San Antonio. I wish they hadn't named two teams weird little star names like Twinkie stars and shiny stars, but that's
the world we live
in.
Bloomfield Boll Weevils team only. That's who we care about. That's who we know about.
And the first pitch just makes it about halfway to the plate. So I was wondering if he had much pitching experience. It looks like he's shaking off some of the rust there.
Yeah, just a little bit of the rust. Looks like his arm is really hurt.
Yes.
It looks like that pitch that got a halfway.
And they're bringing out
the
ambulance.
Plate, hurt his arm. Pew, 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 pew. Which, of course, starts our ambulance break sponsored by Nugenix Total Team. Don't get carted off in an ambulance. Take some Nugenix.
That's right.
Total T.
That's right. Do not get carted off in an ambulance. Take some Nugenix Total T. Of course, the only man-boosting formula that will guarantee that you will not have to use an ambulance. And there's a little asterisk here, guarantee, not guaranteed. Now, ever since taking Nugenix Total T man-boosting formula, I have not been in the hospital. The fans have known my...
I refuse to go.
I've had a lot... you know, the listeners know that we've made it in and out of hospitals for things as small as the common cold to as big as finger cut off. We won't go anymore. We will use our man-boosting formula. Recently, I was hit in the face by a baseball player, and I...
Now, was this warranted or unwarranted?
It depends your side of the story, you know. Me, I would say unwarranted. The player, I came out onto the field, took the bat from him, and said, "This is how you hit a home run." And I, of course, accidentally swung and missed and hit his son. So that's a
accident.
Miss.
Accidents happen.
I'm an old man. Sometimes you hit someone's son by accident when you mean to hit a ball. He didn't find it to be that way, and he pummeled me face to toes, and I did not go to the hospital. I just rubbed some Nugenix Total T man-boosting formula, came home to my wife that night, and said, "Baby, I'm ready. Let's go for it."
And how was the lovemaking that night? Pretty raw?
It was very raw. It was very raw, about 30 seconds, and we made a son.
Which you're ready for. You are definitely ready for it. Wouldn't be your first time. Probably won't be your last.
No, I am trying to make a son that will make the MLB. I'm 0-6 so far. I'm like an old Elizabethan royal, you know. I want an heir that I can be proud of. And so far, none of my sons have made it to the major league. So I'm hoping this next one will be the one.
And hey, that's okay, because trying is the fun part. We've always said, right?
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? I'm going to take a bite of my Nugenix Total T hot dog as we move on to the next batter here.
And here we go. Out comes the next batter and the next pitcher. The manager has apparently died on the way to the hospital. And
sorry,
the next
missed that call while I was talking about making kids.
Apologize. You know, we're sort of more into the podcast mode than we are into the game call mode. I hope you enjoyed the first 6.5-7 innings because they were really tight. Those were really tight innings.
Those were, as they are saying these days, tight innings. They were swell. They were incredible. It was some of the best baseball I've ever called. Now I'm a little bit looser. I've been drinking a little bit of Daddy's Punch up here. I will admit to that. And
yes, And I got to admit, I'm getting a little bit confused because, you know, as I'm trying to do, I'm trying to look better these days. You know, I'm trying to whiten my teeth. I'm trying to straighten my teeth. So I'm using Nugenix Total Teeth to get me looking the way that my body feels. You know, it should be straight, strong, and angry.
It's an enamel boosting formula to make you straight, strong, and angry. And it's at least achieved one of those things. You're angrier than I've seen you in a long time.
Absolutely.
But your teeth are looking incredible. A lot of people will do procedures one at a time, but you're trying to go straighter and whiter at the same time.
Absolutely. I figure, why not? I'm already wearing this tray in my mouth. A comfortable tray, Nugenix Total Teeth.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm going for it.
And I tell, because you coach Little League, and I'll come to the games sometimes to root on the children and make sure they're old enough to play or young enough. And I see those kids respect you a lot more now that your teeth are different.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm not saying how they're different, but they're different.
Yes.
They're different, and they just need to see a person take control of their life. You know, kids, they're just worried. They're worried that they can't control anything. They don't even have money.
Right.
You know? They're control-less, so they like seeing an adult who can really manipulate the world, do what they want, be proud of themselves, you know?
And it really lets them respect you and appreciate you, especially ever since you started player coaching the Little League team, thanks to a loophole in the system that if you haven't graduated from elementary school, you are able to play for the team.
Well, you know, I technically haven't graduated from elementary. I never got the diploma. No. Sure, I finished, but I didn't get the diploma. So technically, I am allowed to designated hit into the league, and I will rip line drives right back at the 11-year-old pitcher. I will rip line drives at the first baseman.
You're the king of a comeback.
Rip line drive. Yeah, absolutely. I'll rip a line drive at the second, the shortstop, and third baseman. I don't care.
Yes, any and all of them. You are keeping them on their toes. Teams will now wear the helmets with the cage on the front of it when you come up to bat to protect the kids, and you'll say, hey, I'm not always going for the face.
Well, and this loophole is loose. You know, it doesn't say how many times you could designate a hit. So I will DH, obviously get on base, call in a pinch runner, and then I'll hit again.
You'll go right up to bat.
And then I'll get on base or hit a home run, guaranteed, get on base, another pinch runner. So I've been up there, you know, 20, 30 times to bat in an inning.
It is a glaring loophole. But your team is doing incredibly well, and until they fix it...
We're almost in first, almost.
Yeah, you're trying to make a big comeback to some of the team of strong 12-year-olds, Little Braves.
Yes, yeah, the Little Braves are really tough. You know, they got Sean Leaper out there who can throw a mean curveball that I still can't hit.
Yeah, while we were talking, we had a wonderful double play turned, a 6-1-2 double play turned. And then we
wonderful
had,
play. We really should have called it.
We missed the double play, but I am seeing now that the pitcher is doing the thing with the bag where he's hitting it up and down on his hand and the back of his hand. Mm-hmm. So we are calling that. You're not missing everything. The pitcher is doing the thing with the thing.
Kind of doing a rosin bag hacky sack right now.
Yes.
I think his hand has probably got enough rosin on it, you know what I mean, to get a good grip on the ball, but now it looks like he's showing off to some of his funky friends in the audience.
I'm no lip reader, but it looks like he's whistling the Harlem Globetrotters theme. I'm trying to get that from his whistle.
Yeah. Could be. I mean, he is talented out there. If he was as good of a pitcher as he was a hacky sacker, we would be a lot further ahead in this game, I
think. Absolutely. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we have the mayor in the stands for political bobblehead night.
Ooh, big round of booze for the mayor. Big booze for the mayor, which is very unfortunate.
Yes, she is trying everything politically to get back on track, but the town of Bloomingdale just does not support her ever since the thievery scandal. She stole a lot of money.
It was interesting. It wasn't really like a white collar sort of embezzlement thing. She was in a mask.
Yeah, she
robbed
the bank.
Up to the town hall bank. Ripped the safes open. Took a lot of money for herself. All of a sudden, had a new house.
It really makes you think. It's almost like people get that much power and they want to do something bad. You know what I mean? Because she didn't have to do that. She could have embezzled like most mayors do. You know?
Yeah. And sure, the mayor position in this town, it's 20 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a full living necessarily, you know? So I get why, you know, she feels like she needs to do a little extra, but this is definitely not the way to do it.
For me, she lost my vote when she robbed the town hall meeting at gunpoint.
I agree. Don't bring a gun in here if you want my vote.
No. But we got mayor bobbleheads going out tonight. It looks like we'll have a lot of extras, if any haven't been broken, the ones that have been thrown on the field or ceremonially flushed by fans.
Well, mayor bobblehead, that might as well be what it is, isn't it? I mean, they're just sitting there going, nah, nah, nah,
that's
nah,
right.
They don't do anything. You know, mayor is a figurehead position.
Now, this is the political commentary that I strive for on these game casts, that we're so often hamstrung by the people upstairs. But mayors might as well be bobbleheads. All these damn politicians up there. Here's our impression of them.
Here you go.
That's them. Yes.
You're not doing anything.
Yes, just, more pork.
Yes, no, yes, no.
No, no helping the common man.
Go to court. Tell me all the time for my speeding tickets.
These dang mayors. All right, well, the inning's over. We're moving into the eighth inning. A couple more things happened that I honestly missed while I was bobbleheading because I cannot keep my eyes open when they're coming up.
Yeah, scoreboard's 24-18, so we definitely missed some runs there.
I don't know what happened there.
Missed about 24 runs, it looks like, on the inning.
This is my favorite part of the game, is because we did miss 24 runs, yes. But we go into commercials, and this is the part where we just watch the commercials along with you and see what we think about them. And take a little brain break for us and just see what's out there in the ad world.
Mm-hmm. Having some car trouble? Bring it on in to the most trusted mechanics in town. Huh. Bartholomew's Cars. They'll take your car in, they'll fix it up, and they'll give it right back to you. No funky business and no trickery. Bartholomew is honest now.
Hi, I'm Jed Bartholomew. Formerly crazy, dishonest Jed's used cars. Now, all I do is fix your cars, ABC, whatever's wrong with it, and then I give it back to you. I swear to God, no more lemons, no more selling your car parts.
You know, this guy screwed me. He screwed me.
Ah, he screwed you? What
did
he do?
He screwed me bad. Well, he took my tires, gave me the car back, said it's good to go. Then I'm sparking down the street.
You're losing 10% right when you drive it off the lot without the tires on there.
I just didn't realize there was no tires on there. You know, the wheels were still there, but there's no tires. And it's just not something you see, you know?
I feel so bad for you. And that lawsuit, you know, I hope you get a part of that small action, that class action lawsuit there.
Well, it is a small action lawsuit. if we do win, we each get $15. So I don't think it's going to change my life in a big positive way. But honest Bartholomew's, come on in today.
Crazy limos.
This guy's good. I like this guy. Crazy limos.
Was that the whole ad? It's like 5 seconds.
Now, folks, if you're at home and you're seeing this ad or hearing it at least, this is a man in a full suit that is all different colors. Each panel's a different color, and he's dancing in front of limos, and then a big car hits him at the end.
There's no way of really knowing if he was meant to be hit by the car. If that cut the whole production short, they give you no explanation in the commercial, but I guess they bought the ad space, so they'll
just... By Sam Weatherman, come on down!
So I'm hoping he's okay, but it did sound like he said that maybe from a hospital bed.
Me too. You know, not a lot of people advertise with us, as you know, because we don't have a huge listenership. It's fervent, you know, proud, happy listenership, but it's small.
I want a taco from Billy's Taco Hut. I want a taco with all the beef. I want a taco from Billy's Taco Hut. Come on down and eat that meat.
Wow, now this place is disgusting. I've eaten here and it is inedible.
It is inedible. It is barely a hut. It's more of a hovel. I have gotten literal, I think it was, I got the Oregon Trail disease on this one. What's the one that kills you in Oregon Trail?
Dysentery?
I got dysentery from Billy's Taco.
Or cholera.
No, I got both. I got.
Oh my God.
I got colon-tary.
Last time I was there, they didn't have the beef or the taco shell. What, and I was like, what do I do? Eat fresh shredded lettuce?
And they said yes.
Yeah, so I got the turtle meal. It is something they offer because apparently they run out of shells and beef often.
And so they do, but they have a lot of the shredded lettuce because a lot of people say, please, no lettuce on the taco because they put so much on it either way. So
that's right.
They're left with a ton at the end of the day.
Well, that was the ad break, folks. And of course, we end each one with one live read. Nugenix Total Tea, now available in Parmesan, pill form, or teeth whitener. Please, please, please buy Nugenix. All you got to do is text.
For the love of God, this was a huge investment by the Nugenix family. We need you to buy some Nugenix, any of the products we have branched out. If you, it has to have something to do with something in your life. Now giving you Nugenix baby formula. Oh, that's interesting.
Start them young. That's an interesting thing. Give a baby testosterone way before they're ready for it.
Make that baby a man as soon as possible.
This is an interesting thing because a lot of people do say puberty happens too late.
Yes, that and yeah. I have found that to be true, and it's getting, I don't know if you've noticed this, but since I was a kid, puberty is getting early and earlier. I went through puberty at 29, which was kind of average in the...
It was normal in your day.
In my day, yeah.
You'd go. I was 14, 15, something like that, and I think the number just keeps getting lower.
But I think it's got to be a late puberty because we have so much to learn in childhood. So much to learn in childhood.
That's a really good point.
Thank you. And in that conversation, three up, three down for both sides. So we're going into the ninth inning here.
Wait a second. They're calling the game. No ninth inning. They're calling the game a little early. You don't see this often, but everybody's shaking on it.
They're all giving each other the peace sign.
Okay, now they're kissing. They're in lineups. They usually do the giving each other high fives, but now they're doing little smooches on the cheek. Now this we don't see often. We have seen it before, but we don't see this often.
Yeah, this will happen when the teams are hungry. And it, I have said
this. Of course, it's a night game.
Yes.
So they're worried that all the bars are closing before the game's over.
They want to make sure to get a drink. I think the timing of games is tough because it goes right through dinner into drinking hour. You got to have a game at 3 p.m. or bust, I would say, that you're done just in time for dinner. You've had your lunch. That is when baseball needs to be played in America.
And let's be honest, if you like baseball, you love to drink. That's just how it is.
Isn't that the way?
It's not always known, but that's why the beers are so expensive at the stadium. Baseball is a drinking game. You go out, you have a couple beers, couple dogs, and then you go home and take your Nugenix and beg.
Which is what we're both about to do. We hope you are too. Please do not listen to the podcast version of this. Experience baseball on Radio W. 834 live. That's 834 on your FM stations. W834, your only source for
minor. A little
minor,
tough to find. It is between a lot of other stations.
Yes.
Typically, the AM dial is only even numbers, but on this AM, we're right between two stations.
That's right. If you go three down from the mariachi music and six up from that God channel where you're like, is this good music? Oh, it's stuff about God. You'll hit AM 8, the numbers that I said before.
Well, thank you so much, folks, for spending another day with us down at the Bloomington Ballpark. The Bull Weevils, unfortunately, are edged out by 6 runs today, and we forgot to call almost all the game. But we appreciate you being with us, and we can't wait to see you back at the ballpark.
Absolutely. And next week, we will try to figure out a way to be able to record the game while we're actually looking at the field. But so far, the mirror is the best strategy we've had so far. We're watching the whole game through a mirror.
And I keep thinking these guys are sliding into second, but they're sliding into home.
That's right. And that explains, of course.
That's the mirror doing that.
The mirror is doing that. Now, for Shelley Fiebers, my young, beautiful booth mate, I am Chet Sleepowitz saying, go Bull Weevils.
Go Bull Weevils.
All right, I'm going to need you to carry me down the stairs out of here.
I was just going to say I need you to carry me down the stairs. Okay. I'm already totally teed up.
This is Chet and Shelly up in the booth. If anyone in the stadium could carry us down the stairs, we have had so much total tea that our legs have thickened out with water weight.
And if someone could bring some mouthwash as well, I think I've gone a little bit over on my total teeth, and I'm really looking for some relief.
Thank you. If anyone's hearing this, please help us out, mouthwash, and carry us down the stairs.
Seems like the stadium has emptied quickly. I'm hoping that guy who's looking up here is laughing at something else.
Sir, tell us, come up here and tell us what's so funny about the joke you probably thought about.
And then carry us both down on one on each back.
And if you could please bring a hat. The Nugenics Total Teeth does not work on hair, which I have learned. And now I am bald in the weirdest way.
We've both gone totally bald and totally sensitive. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take your laughing and no as a yes.
The old kids using the middle finger as a thumbs up. Oh, right back at you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.